When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? This is Jay Foreman. Austin Norman, DP, is out on injury reserve. We're going to hold it down. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up in Omaha, in the Metro, like they like to call it. We are live in effect down here at 1040 O Street, and, you know, surviving with the after effects of the thunderstorm last night, and a little bit of a it was a great afternoon. Then it got rain again. So,
and then you walked into a thunderstorm in the studio.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah, man, I got blindsided by Strick, but that's okay. We are still gonna have this debate because it needs to be had. Strick is a Strick. I have to really do my research because Strick obviously played for a long time in the NBA. A great player, and obviously he knows the game, so it'd be no different. He was asking me about, I don't know, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning or whatever.
And there's an obvious answer there.
Yeah, it's Brady.
good try.
But so I got to make sure that I'll be on point when it happens. But either way, it's always fun with Strick because it's funny, man. Because it must be something in the Boston Celtics like organization.
You don't know how much he actually believes and how much he's just trolling.
Yeah, but when you look, Paul, I think that game, LeBron scored 46, 18, 6, or what? I think that took all their heart. Mm-hmm. Essentially, they had one more year, then they all went to Brooklyn. They tried to replay it in Brooklyn. And I think he ran through them again. Mm-hmm.
That was the year, Paul, was that in Brooklyn or in Washington that he said he called bank?
It was maybe Washington, that's when you know it's bad. Paul Pierce was in it, you know. He went to Washington. That's when you know it was bad, and they're still talking about it. And so, you know, look, man. I mean, the funny thing about these debates or whatever, whether it's Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus and all this other stuff, it's like it'll never end. You'll never have a conclusion. Because I always say this, one book is already written. It's going to get bigger and better every single time versus one that's ongoing. And it's a matter of what you saw or who you saw while you were coming up and were at an impressionable age where you actually really thought about it. I'm a big believer that the onus, even in college, the onus on national championships versus, you know, like, I guess now, you know, or at least say like when I was here in college and then obviously afterwards, was at a premium. I think before, and this is the way teams were constructed, all the best athletes, you generally played offense and it was more or less stat driven. That's when I want to be the best. I want to be the leading rusher in all time or and stuff like that. So I think it changed over time. Now, I think Jordan always wanted to win, but what people don't understand is when, and this is just from me being, I've been blessed to watch Jordan, Magic, and all those guys, but when everybody came into the league, you know, like Jordan's and James Worthy, they were assassins. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were trying to, like Dominique Wilkins, they trying to hit you with 46 points or something every night. And not saying that they weren't trying to win, but they definitely were trying to get theirs. Mm-hmm. And I think once Jordan got in there three or four times, lost to the Celtics and realized, like, look, I hit him up for 63, you know, lose a couple times, you know, lose the other, you know, teams, lose to Detroit. And I think he started to learn when it took a little bit too much time to get past Cleveland, and then it changed. And then he realized, okay, I got to go for championships. Gets close, gets knocked out game seven on the road against Detroit, starts to defer on crunch time, and then everything goes from there.
It's kind of weird to think about just the career arc for Michael Jordan, too, because you think of him as this ultimate winner and competitor. He had to grow into a lot of that, right? There are those trials and those struggles. Whereas to flip it back over to football, Patrick Mahomes has basically won since day one. Yeah, you know, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl early in his career, but it wasn't because of him.
Yeah.
So there's no one path to be the greatest, especially when you look at championship rings. But to see Mahomes win right away, Brady kind of have to grow into that, you know, reason why his team's won. And then it took Jordan a long time to get on the board, all things considered.
The game was different. What was thought of as, I guess, status or whatever was completely different. You got to think when you just look at Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, they were very blessed to come into winning organizations with winning coaches and sit for a year. Right now, Brady got in through injury. Now, I think, you know, obviously, you assume eventually he would have beat Drew Bledsoe out, but Drew Bledsoe was playing dang good before he got his lung collapsed by Mo Lewis. That's our next trivia question. And then you, with Alex Smith, and then obviously Patrick Mahomes. Versus if you look at one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time, or actually somebody in modern day time that people are revered or used to revere, because I think some of the stuff that he potentially is involved in down in Mississippi and Brett Favre. One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time is Dan Marino. Whereas you talk about just purely throwing the ball, lighting the league on fire. Mm-hmm. That's him, and he would light the league on fire before his time. Obviously, he did during his time, and he would do it right now just because his ability to throw the ball. He was phenomenal, but a ton of yards, no championships. So it just kind of when you come into it, and then you're right. Jordan had to grow into it. Kobe had to grow into it. Mm-hmm. You got to think, Dr. J had all those scoring titles, the dunks, the flair. He had the fashion. He had to break through. Magic had to learn how to win. Now, Magic was kind of like Patrick Mahomes and Brady. Yeah. He got in there with Kareem. Look what Kareem did with the Bucks. Now, 1-1 and left, and then he really got to like where a winning organization. Then on the flip side of Kareem, or you look at Wilt, right? You look at his career, right? And all the blocks and essentially changed the game. But then you got Bill Russell,
right?
The ultimate winner. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of depends on what era you come in, what, you know, who you're going against, and how dominant you are or become. And if Tom Brady went to the Tampa Bay Bucks, we're not talking about him.
No.
So all the stars have to align right. And then the player like Patrick Mahomes, or like we're seeing in real time, has to go and just take the baton and just, you know, increase the gap. And that's what the great ones do, is they take advantage of the opportunity. There's a ton of guys that go to great opportunities and duke you down their leg. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And never get, you know, out of, you know, the starting blocks. Ryan Leaf, right? Mm-hmm. You got to think about arm talent. Now, granted, they didn't have the support system there in San Diego, but somehow Drew Brees comes in a few years.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Years later, not nearly as initially talented, holds off Phillip Rivers, who ends up probably going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? I mean,
who has a better case, Phil or Eli?
Oh, Eli. He got the championships.
Phil's got the numbers.
You just took the words out of my mouth. Now, that's do you judge? That's that we're having the same conversations, right? But I think they both get in. I think maybe Eli gets in. Look, the
Roethlisberger
last
in.
Yeah,
I feel like Roethlisberger has the best case of those three with the rings and the numbers.
Yeah, he's the combination of both, and he's with Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh. And this is what people don't understand about that. This is one thing I've learned about this Hall of Fame process and talking, you know, to my dad about it is the Pittsburgh. There's certain franchises, Pittsburgh, Dallas. They get first. They have a little bit more power. Through there's, you know, obviously they got so many players in there. They kind of can pick and choose. So, you know, I think it's a great debate. It's all, you know, whatever style you like and what you want, and you know, you even get it here in Nebraska. You know, you could be the are you the all time rusher? Are you the all time tackler or whatever? Okay, well, how many years did you play? How many snaps did you play? How many good players did you play with? How many championships or, you know, winning seasons did you have? I mean, it all is kind of, you know, up for discussion. But it's also good because it's easier to do sports radio. But then also, they're, you know, as long as they're healthy discussions, it's fine. Because there's no right answer and there's no wrong answer, you know. I could, for me, basketball-wise, how fortunate I was. I got to see Jordan kind of work his way up. I got to see all the other players that were great in the league. And then I saw, obviously, Kobe do his thing. And then here comes LeBron. I remember watching LeBron in that high school dunk contest. I remember exactly where I was at. And I remember also, I remember when watching live, I remember watching Jordan against the Cleveland Cavaliers when he hit the shot. Like, clear as day. You know what I mean? So... You know, look, man, I mean, take points out of it. Who's the most dominant center? Probably Shaq. I don't think anybody could stop him.
Right.
You could. You just couldn't. Right?
He weighed 320 pounds.
But you know who gave him that work? Hakeem the Dream, Olajuwon.
Mm-hmm.
Major
work. Are we talking differently about Hakeem if he doesn't win those two when Jordan's gone?
Yeah. We're talking about differently.
Stars aligning.
Talking about Clyde Drexler differently as well. Mm-hmm. We're talking about those New York Knicks teams with Pat Riley a lot different if Jordan's not there.
Yeah.
We're talking about Dominique Wilkins a lot different maybe if Jordan goes to Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize how great Dominique was, even after he got hurt.
More than a dunker.
Yeah, and because he added his game. And, man, he could. I mean, have you seen his son?
Yeah.
He is not like Dominique 2.0. Mm-hmm. I mean, dunks aggressively at that age. I mean, he rim rocks at like ninth grade and is mad at the rim. You know, so I mean, I think it's a great debate. And we're fortunate enough I was fortunate enough to see all of them, the highs and lows and all that other stuff. And that's what makes people great.
You also got Tim Duncan versus KG.
There is no debate. I'm a big Garnett fan. I was a season ticket holder. That's where I lived in the offseason there. I've seen KG cower in big moments.
Dang.
But I think when he went to Boston, he as he started to get a little bit, you know, he started to kind of morph into a superstar. Then at the end of Timberwolves, he was that bona fide guy. He was that guy.
What is it with Timberwolves that way specifically? You mentioned Garnett, but I feel like Karl Anthony Towns is that same way.
Yeah. I mean, he's Karl Anthony Towns is a little soft.
KG's not soft.
KG was never soft, but I think it was too much too quick to KG. KG, mm-hmm. Here's what people don't understand. KG ran off a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. Like Wally Szczerbiak ran him off. My man Tom Gugliotta ran him off. Somehow, some way, Steph Marbury was like, I don't want to play with you anymore. And they ran the city.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting Steph Marbury, and he'd drive this. Here's a funny thing. So I was at the Mall of America with my friends or whatever, just hanging out. And he comes up there, and he had not been in the winter. He had this low riding Mercedes. And we were at this sports bar. So I said, I introduced him. Hey, bro, I said, listen, that ain't going to work around here. they should have told you, you need a truck, because that ain't getting around Minneapolis, you know. And he was like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And then I think I seen him like a year or two later, and then he had a truck that he just specifically or only kept in Minnesota. And but those two were supposed to lead the Timberwolves to championships. Now, they had a really good team when they had Sprewell, Garnett. They were number one seeds and number one seed and tricked it off. So just kind of, it's a maturation process. Then you got to go to Boston.
Right.
And play with another great player, Paul Pierce and Ray Allen and all that, and get
Rondo,
young Kendrick Perkins, Tony Allen,
Big
all
Baby
them.
Davis.
You're right, and all those guys. So then he was really able to grow. And, you know, championships aren't easy to come by. And you know, we got a great text right here. Bill Russell also, we talked about the great centers. Bill Walton, Wilt Chamberlain. And you got to think, Wilt Chamberlain changed the game. He was dunking so much. They were just like that was. They were like, you can't dunk so much in college. You know, where people don't even realize Bill Russell went to Kansas.
Yeah,
people don't even realize talk about that.
Well, Wilt went to Kansas.
Wilt. Sorry,
Bill went to San Francisco.
Yeah, he went to San Francisco. Yeah. But I was talking and reading. Right,
Nebraska beat Wilt.
Yeah, I know. But here we go, Riley double talking about Mark Eaton. No,
really.
No.
We went to Mark Eaton.
Mark Eaton is one of the best defensive centers of all time. I mean, doesn't get the credit for it. I think he's one of the best defenders. Scoring, he wasn't there because he was playing with Karl Malone and those guys. But people don't realize that Wilt went to Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it's omitted from Kansas, like, history. But it's not talked about on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, and but
can you imagine Wilt and Lawrence? Oh, my gosh. That poor town.
Yeah. Yeah. Riley W. Yeah. He was talking about from a defense standpoint. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break and we're going to go back and I want the text line. Text in some NBA players from let's say middle to late 80s to early 2000s that people don't realize how good they were. And there'll be some names you'd be like, man, I'm going to say two of them, and for the older older listeners, you'll know, and these guys were serious, really good players. Never will be talked about. It maybe probably never make the Hall of Fame. Never be talked about how great they were. But quick break, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, NBA talk, greats and underrated greats. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.